Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. And actually, I'm out next to the ocean today at a beautiful place called Ocean Shores. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much, much, much better place. During the first hour, I interviewed a wonderful man named Professor Jerry Pollack. He's one of the world's most famous water scientists, and he'll actually be giving a keynote presentation at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference, which is now next weekend on March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia, Washington. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. During the second hour, I'll be interviewing Emmanuel Eiter, who's a wonderful French Hollywood film producer. And director. He produces wonderful spiritual films, and I can't wait to talk to Emmanuel in just a few minutes. Emmanuel will be followed by Michiko Hayashi coming in from Tokyo, talking about her work and the Hado machines. The Hado machine treatments will be available at my conference here in Olympia, Washington on March 12th and 13th. It's very rare to get these kinds of treatments here in the United States because if you want to get one of these treatments, you have to fly all the way to Tokyo, Japan. So for those interested, it's a wonderful opportunity here for anyone in the United States and Canada and in North America to experience one of these treatments. I want to thank everyone so much for your support for this program because Out of This World is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I also wanted to tell people that I'm having a flash sale on registration for the conference this weekend only, on tomorrow, on Saturday, and on Sunday only. I'm offering a special sale. The conference is only $100 if you register this weekend, tomorrow or Sunday, or per day it's $50 a day. On Monday it'll go back to the old price of $197. So if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. One of the emphasis of the conference is my conference next weekend is a healing conference, and with that I'd like to bring in and talk to my good friend Emmanuel Eiter, who's just produced a film called The Cure, which is on healing. And Emmanuel, how are you doing today?
Excellent. I'm driving home from Los Angeles, driving through Malibu under the rain. It's very romantic. It's very refreshing. We need rain in California. So it's very welcome. And yes, as you were saying, we will show two of my new movies. One is called Shamanic Trekker, and it's about shamans in Peru. I spent some time with them, with the Caro tribe, and I believe you met them as well when you went to Peru. So it's going to be a very delight to show at your conference that film. And then, indeed, we're going to show, and it's kind of an American premiere because it has never been shown. And I'm driving to the editor of the movie to get the final cut that I will send you tomorrow, a private link that you can download to show to your conference. It's called The Cure, Healing the Mind, Healing the Body, Healing the Planet, because obviously it's all about oneness. The mind, the body, and the planet. So we went all over the world, and we met and sit down with healers in Germany, healers in Peru, but also people like Deepak Chopra in Los Angeles and Michael Beckwith. We've got Ted Marr in the movie. We've got you, my friend. So this is fantastic, and I'm so glad that you're part of our endeavor. Sharon Stone is producing again. She's in the movie, as well as Mark Wahlberg. We have beautiful music from people like Tony Shire. So I think you will enjoy it, you know. And it's not about preaching what you should do to be cured. It's more about wake up, stop whining, and find the solution that works for you. Because as we know, we all are. And so a healing treatment that works for me, it's not we're going to work necessarily for you and vice versa, but you should inquire, you should question, you should seek out and find the best cure for yourself. So when you mentioned, you know, the various healing cure that you have at your conference. It's great because people should indeed try it. And, you know, especially the one coming from Japan, that's exceptional. And people should check it out. And maybe it's going to work for them. Maybe it's not. But you have nothing to lose. You know, if it doesn't work, it's not going to kill you anyway. So, best case scenario, you're healed. So it's worth taking a chance. So that's what the movie is about. It's about really taking a chance over and over on each other and on all the treatments available out there.
Wow, that is so beautiful, Emmanuel. You know, every time I talk to you, I feel this uplifting. And also, too, where I am right now, the entire room just filled with all this angelic light. I just noticed it. You have a lot of angels around you.
My excess of love. It's my excess of love. I've got that, as I call that, the Christ complex. You know, it's like I'm just too much full of love. It's, you know, it's my BS, basically. My BS is my love, you know, but at least it's good BS, you know, compared to some other people where it's destructive BS. Mine is just going to make you happy, and if it's only for a second, it's worth it. It's giving you a little boost of being happy, being full of hope, and hopefully that carries you to the next second. And, you know, if you live 1 second at a time, you can live forever.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And, you know, I think the meaning the meaning also of your work is that we are all powerful spiritual beings, and if we want to heal ourselves and make ourselves better, we have that capability, and we also have the capability too to make this planet a much better and happier place.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, quantum physics obviously shows that we are just a big one assemble of molecules connected to each other. So it's very easy to understand that indeed whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever you think has an effect on somebody else, has an effect on everything, and everything has an effect on you. And that's why, you know, it's beyond spirituality, it's beyond religion, it's just pure physics. So that's why you have to be very careful whatever you do, whatever you think, because it has consequences, and it's not necessarily immediate, because it's a vast planet of 7 billion people and billions and millions of miles between you and I, but still, we all have an effect with each other. And that's what these movies are showing, the necessity more and more of reconnecting, of re-loving each other, because I think ultimately that's why we're in a situation of failure and bankruptcy right now, because we have stopped loving each other. We have grown up thinking we are on island and we are me, myself, and I, sufficient to ourselves. But we're not. And that's why you are failing today. It's because you were put in your mind that that's it. You're the center of the universe. Well, guess what? You're not. We're all centers of the universe. And the day we unite all these centers, that's it. There will be no more poverty, no more sickness, no more crisis, because we will be very much one. And we will find all the solutions we need to work on each other. So that's all it is. You know, movies are an invitation to reconnect and make one with yourself and each other.
Well, you know, I appreciate your work so much, Emmanuel. One thing I wanted to share with you, about a month ago, I had Judy Calley on, and she's a wonderful psychic from Los Angeles, and she was channeling President Kennedy, and he said, Emmanuel, and this is something I wanted to share with you and my listeners, that there's so much light now around the planet, and eventually this whole planet will become one planet full of love and light. And so your work is so important in increasing vibrations and raising consciousness that we are all one, and we need certainly more love on the planet. And the most important, one of the most important things you just said now too, is that we are in fact all one. And I thank you so much for your beautiful work, Emmanuel.
Thank you so much. And just to let you know, I'm working already on the next 3 movies. I just started, and they are rolling of the drum. First one, you're gonna love it. It's called H2O, the Intelligence of Water, because obviously we are 70% water, and the world is 70% made of water. So we're gonna do a movie about that, about the intelligence of water. A second one is very, very, very timely, as we saw again today, sadly. It's called Guns, Bombs, Violence, a Love Story. Why in the heck are we still, you know, so fascinated by our guns, our bombs, and our violence? And are we the victim of that system? So we're going to do a movie on that. And the third one, equally very timely and important, is called Sex, the Origin of Life. And obviously we see that sex creates life, but at the same time, if it's not used properly, then it creates destruction. So we're going to do a big debate on these three big movies, and I'm sure it will raise hopefully some consciousness, some awakening, some dialogue, some constructive communication, and heal ourselves and heal the planet.
Wonderful, Emmanuel. Well, you're doing such wonderful work, and as soon as the movies come out, let me know, and I'd love to have you back on, and I'd love to give you as much promotion as I can.
Over and over. As I always say, you cannot kill what cannot die, so I'm there for a long, long time.
All right. All right, Emmanuel. I hope you have a beautiful and happy day, and thank you so much for coming on today. I've been talking to Emmanuel Eiter, a wonderful film producer. He produces such wonderful movies. Emmanuel, thank you so much on behalf of all my listeners around the world for your fantastic work.
Thank you much. Peace and love, everybody. I love you guys and girls. Take care. Bye-bye.
We love you too, Emmanuel. Au revoir. Bonjour. Wonderful. That was Emmanuel Eiter. I'm so glad he could come on today. And I'd like to now bring on Michiko Hayashi. She's coming in from Tokyo, Japan. She's the former administrative assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto. Isn't that a beautiful song? That's the Japanese version of the water song that was made for Dr. Emoto some years ago. And now we're so lucky to have Michiko Hayashi's on. She's coming to us live from Tokyo. Michiko, hi. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Ted. it's so nice to be here with you again and everyone. Hello, everyone.
Well, Michiko, I have to tell you, you have so much good energy, because I know that you just came back from a long trip to India, where you gave a presentation before only 25,000 people on the message of love and gratitude, and you just got off the plane a few minutes ago, and now you're on.
I came back yesterday.
Okay.
So it's been almost 24 hours. So.
Okay. Good. Good. Did you get enough sleep? Like, what, 2 or 3 hours to sleep, or?
I slept well. Thank you.
Well, that's good. That's good. Michiko will be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next weekend, and she's also bringing Shiichiro Yoshinuchi, a wonderful and fantastic Hado therapist. Did I pronounce Shiichiro's name?
Yes. Amazingly, you did.
Well, it's only taken
amazingly and surprisingly, you did.
Yeah, it's only taken me 2 years to learn how to say his name correctly.
Right.
But eventually, practice makes perfect, and I can now say his name. For those of you who don't have 2 years to learn his name, you can just call him Yoshi.
Yoshi would be an easy way for everyone to call. Yoshi is. I'm going to see Yoshi tomorrow before I come to Olympia, Washington, or before we come. So it'll be really good because I will learn more about his new technology, his new device, Hado device, so I can explain more precisely to people.
Well, the interesting thing is, Mitchie, people that come to the conference next weekend, I think this really changed for in a really good way, because it's basically, it's a lot of spiritual information, and we have also like people like Tony Rodriguez from the Secret Space Program who will be there talking about UFOs, but it's also a lot of the speakers are focusing in on healing. There's going to be you and Yoshi, of course, with your Hotto machines. There's going to be Robbie Holtz, who's a fantastic Aboriginal, Australian Aboriginal healer, therapist healer as well. We've got Carolyn White, who does aura readings to help people out. And we have a whole bunch of healers, including Dr. Cairo Roca from the Bahamas as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Dr. Cairo is really an amazing person, doctor, too. He studied in Japan. Also, he studied in China, all these Japanese and Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
And he applied everything to heal people, treat people. So I think he's one of the best healers that people really want to meet with also.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of conferences are held online, and that's fine for people that can't get out. But if you can physically come to the conference next weekend, I think you'll be really happy with the people that you can interact with and ask questions. The other thing, too, I'm doing, I mentioned this during the first hour, tomorrow, only tomorrow on Saturday and only on Sunday, I'm having a flash sale where you can register for the whole conference for $100. Back on, and then on Monday, it goes back to the regular price of $197. So if you are interested, plus the first day on March 9th, Friday, is free. So if you cannot afford to register for the conference, come down anyway, and you'll be able to meet the speakers and ask them questions. Mitchie, Dr. Emoto always used to say that everything is Hotto or vibration. Could you talk about that a little bit, please?
Okay. As so many people know by now or now that he, almost 20 years ago, 25 years ago, he started to say he knew that everything was vibrating. He knew that each part of the organ has its own frequency. And when this frequency is not in harmony, or frequency does not have the vibration that it's supposed to have, that's imbalanced, then people start to have problems in that specific parts. And that's what he had found out. And then what he did was he transmitted information to cancel out or to make it balance that information into water and had the patients drink it. Then that way he healed more than 10,000 people. And everything, is even though we cannot see that everything is vibration, everything is vibrating. Like the microphone is vibrating, the spoon is vibrating, fork is vibrating, the book is vibrating, everything is vibration. We just cannot see it. And the vibration is energy. Our thoughts are really strong energy. Our thoughts are vibrating, and it's really powerful. And that's what it is. Our thoughts, even though we cannot see, but it's vibration. The words we use daily, it's vibration. Everything is vibration. Mm.
Beautiful. You know, you're so wise to say that, Mitchie, because you've hit upon something that's extremely advanced. And once people realize everything is vibration, they can do things to make themselves feel much better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that go ahead, Mitchie. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ahead. It was very interesting. This week when I was in India for this conference called International Conference of Happiness, Peace, and Health Conference. And there, I saw how powerful meditation was. This is an organization called Ramakumaris, and the reason why there were so many people in the conference was because all the places from 1,800 centers from around the world, people came. So there were more than 10,000 people in the conference, and I was so fortunate because I could learn that I meditate. I saw the pictures of before and after meditation, the crystal pictures of before and after meditation that we obtained in our in our laboratory many years ago. But statistically, on the research, I learned that meditation is really powerful. It keeps everything in balance, and it affects, it creates a really good good health also. So what it does is our thoughts, our mind creates our health. So, you know, people who are really busy or so worried about what will happen tomorrow, am I going to be sick? Will I have any disease? Do I need any insurance? Do I have enough money to live? People are, by thinking that, the focusing on that, people are creating their own problems. But we if we sit down and put our mind in silence and in balance and think about something positive, then that's what we are creating. And that was really interesting.
Well, you know, you've given such profound wisdom today, Michie, and I want to thank you so much for telling everyone that. Could you tell people a little bit about your children's books and how and the children's project from Dr. Emoto? I think that really is worth saying something about.
Okay, thank you. It's called The Messages from Water. It's a blue book that Dr. Emoto made after he announced this Emoto Peace Project in 2005 at the United Nations headquarters office. He said that learning about water, what water is doing, that we are all 70% water, and the earth is also water, and water carries information, and whatever we the water observes the energy of each single word in every language, and also it observes a vibration of all the kinds of music or everything we hear, everything we see accordingly, and creates crystals stores the information. And if the information is positive and beautiful, then it creates beautiful crystals. And on the other hand, if the information or the words we use, the words we say, or the thoughts we have, or music we listen to, or news we watch, or anything that we see, that's information. And the information is negative or ugly or destructive or something bad, then the water cannot form crystals. That means, because we are 70% water, that's what's happening within our body. So Dr. Emoto wanted all the children, 10% of the 10% of the population on Earth, and then he said that let's reach all children all around the world, because children are pure, they learn faster, and also they are the future of the Earth. So he made this book called The Messages from Water, and in that book he talks about what the water is and how water shows the information we receive in the form of water crystals. So in this book we see how beautiful water makes to beautiful classical music, and how ugly the water becomes when it listens to heavy metal music or ugly music, how beautiful water crystals are when the water sees the beautiful words of I love you and thank you and peace and all the let's do this, and we show the beautiful crystals in there, how water responded to these beautiful words. On the contrary, the water, we can see the ugly crystal or the ugly formation of the crystal that water made to I hate you or I you fool or war, or do it in the order way. And all the beautiful, cute crystals from elephant books, elephant picture, or heart mark. And after, and also they can see the crystals of before prayer and after prayer, so we know how powerful our thoughts are. And also at the end, it shows the most powerful and most beautiful crystal that water made from love and gratitude. And there, water is teaching us that love and gratitude is the most beautiful energy that we can have. And the, and if we are loving person and appreciating everything we have, everything we see, and say thank you to everything, then the whole world, it will be a harmonious and beautiful world. And we will be healthy and beautiful and happy people.
Wow.
And that's the book that we share.
Wow, that's so, what you said is so beautiful, Michi. And I have to ask you, how does that work with the Hado machines? I know that they program water. Could you explain that to my listeners, please? Because I, just so they, everyone understands how they work.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
Okay, simply, yes, simply, thank you for asking. This machine detects, scans, we put our hand on top of a device, and then the device, Hado device, vibrational device, this device scans every part of our body, and it goes into goes into our past life or our family, family also, like my parents and my my brothers and sisters also, and scan what kind of negative information I have, and to cause my own problem. And once that detects that problem, it, we can make the water, put water on top of that device, and then transmit them codes, Hado codes, that's vibrational codes, to cancel, to make the make it balance, to balance out the information, so that we won't have that information, negative information anymore. So we drink that, the patient or whoever makes that own personalized water can drink it. And if he or she has the disease or sick, then we can cancel out that information and then keep drinking. Then we heal ourselves with this water. And that's the Hado machine that we are bringing next week.
Wow, and what you've said, I've always thought your Hado machines are so advanced. They're like 500 to 1,000 years ahead of a lot of so many other places here in the United States and the world, really. And I think eventually that'll, as more and more people find out what a fantastic opportunity this is for them to get this kind of therapy, it's just amazing how it
right.
works. You know.
Yeah, Yoshi, Seiichiro Yoshinouchi will be there with his newest device that, well, actually, tomorrow is the very first day that he's going to start selling. And also tomorrow, I will be in my office too, and then he will come into my office, and then we will be giving showing the details of this, how it works and what it is. And right soon after that, I will Yoshi will come to your event, Galactic Wisdom Conference, and show that. And he will make water for people who will take this Hado session and show how it works. And it's really amazing. It's just, it's not only curing yourself, but it is good for maintaining your good health, because you don't want to get sick. You don't want to have any kind of disease. And before you become sick, we can maintain our good health. And also what it, like sometimes when you are upset or when you have some kind of pain or if you are suffering from allergy, you can just make your own water to heal your allergy also, to or heal the pain. Or any, if you are going to take any exams, then you can make that water to pass the exams also, so that you can concentrate well, and then your brain works better. all that kind of things that you can do. It's not only healing, but also it works for anything.
Well, that's really amazing, Michie. Now, let's say someone comes to your Hotto sessions next week and they say, Michiko, we'd like to buy one of the machines. Is that possible? And how
Yeah, we are bringing some machines, and it's only $2,000. We used to sell more expensive one, but Yoshi made this machine for ordinary people who do not want to use it for their own like healing sessions for other people, but for those who want to use it at home for the family, for daily use for family, for themselves or for friends. So he wanted to make it more reasonably and more simply so that people can use it. Oh. And we are going to bring that machine. It's really small. It's like an iPhone size, and you can just carry it anywhere.
I've had personal experience with the water myself, mm-hmm. and after I drink it, it's hard to explain, but I feel much lighter. My vibrations go way up. I can feel that mm-hmm. actually when that happens.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And you know, some people say. Some people suffer from money, abundance of money, and there's a button that to make your own water for abundance of money also. Isn't that amazing?
That's truly amazing. And
it's because the reason why we don't have abundance is because we have that information within ourselves. We say we are scared of. Maybe we're scared, even though we're not aware in our subconsciousness, something is telling me or telling you that making money, getting money is something bad. It's not good. Receiving money or making big money is not good. Or maybe I'm scared of having money or some negative information. It's all different from depending on the people, but. There's something that is within you, that's why you're blocking this abundance of money, and making this water, your personalized water with this machine, is good because that machine detects what kind of blocking you have been making within your subconsciousness, and then creates the water to release that block so you will start to have money coming in because this water helps unblock.
And there's something else you told me too. I think it was last year that let's say someone's starting a new company and they have a logo for that company. Could they take that logo and increase the vibrations so the company
is
successful?
Your business card, your logo of the company or picture of people you can use and enhance income for your company. If you're running your own company, you can enhance income or business or your good relationship with clients and coworkers also, anything, any way you can use.
Wow, that is truly amazing. Who would ever thought, you know? This technology, normally Yoshi doesn't travel outside of Japan, does he?
He doesn't. He doesn't like to travel by airplane. He really hardly ever travels. But I mean, this is your conference is so special. You are so blessed because Yoshi comes with us. I think it's because I'm coming, and so he decided to come 3 years ago, and then every year he comes. And I'm really happy to have him. And people who are there are really blessed to have him because I know one of the ladies who took his session last year emailed me and said that at that time she didn't know that this Hotto machine detected her or predicted her disease at that time. And she didn't take it so seriously at that time. She drank the water and she did not take it so serious, but almost a year later, no, several months later, she went to the doctor because of something. And then she found out that she had that very disease that the Yoshi's Hado session predicted. So she was really amazed. And she said, the most wonderful thing is that even though, I mean, we don't have to go through any pain because it's just water that we drink. As we detect, we just put our hand on top of this machine. There's no pain, no treatment, but just drink water. And that's all. And she said, this is the most wonderful way to heal.
We have, I want to tell all my listeners around the world, we have just a few spots left. It's almost full, but I'm sure if you register this weekend, you'll be able to get in. The cost is $250. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can register, I believe, on the website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com.
Yeah, for everyone, I think it would be really nice if they come to hear his lecture during your Galactic Wisdom Conference on Saturday, because March the 10th, I will be giving my session, my talk, my presentation. Then, Dr. Pollack, Gerald Pollack will be giving his presentation on fourth phase of water at the beginning, right? Early in the morning, right?
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Then, I mean, that's a fascinating and amazing scientific research and study or finding that he made, and that really convinces this water memory. And after that, I will give my presentation. But on the same day, Yoshi will be giving his presentation on Kazutama. Kazutama means spirits in numbers. What he uses this technology of spirits in numbers, not words, but number, because he found out the numbers were, the spirits in numbers are in the teachings of ancient Shintoism, and it's universal. Not only words, but numbers are universal. Numbers have spirits in it. And that's what, and he is going to show you what kind of findings he had and what kind of technology he uses. It's magic square of numbers that he applies with this Hado code. But if people want to learn about how it works and what theory he's using, applying in this machine, I would like everyone to join this, to watch his presentation on Saturday, March the 10th.
And there's a special running just this weekend, only tomorrow and on Sunday. I've dropped the price by 50% for the flash sale. It's $100 for that weekend or $50 a day. So I hope you can all come. If you want the discount, please email me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com.
It's $50 a day? I mean, being able to watch Dr. Pollack's lecture and my lecture and movie, the readings, and Yoshi's lecture. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, good. I have never heard that.
It's the McDonald's theory of marketing.
I know. It's bargain.
It's a bargain. It's a bargain this weekend, because I want to make it accessible to everyone. And even if you're broke, show up on Friday, because Friday's a free day and you can meet everyone there.
Right.
It's a lot cheaper to go to Olympia and meet with Michiko and Yoshi and see how they do their Hado machines than it is to fly all the way to Tokyo. It's a long flight, and then you've got to get a hotel there and everything. But they'll be right here. So if you are in the area and can come, I'd love to have you. The thing is, too, Michi, you told me last year that the machines go back 7 lifetimes. Could you explain that a little bit, please?
It detects all it can tell about the past lives and also all the family members in the in the past is because it goes into you as a past life, and it tells you what kind of negative information from that time, from your past life. And the reason why, it's really amazing. And the reason why it does it is because we have that information in DNA. So what it does is this machine goes into, checks all, scans all of our DNAs also. And there, when it receives negative information in our DNA, it goes in further into it and shows that what kind of negative information we have in our past life and carries now. And it appears now in the form of problems. Mm. Isn't that amazing? And fixes. It can fix with that machine, with the machine, I mean, transmitting positive information to cancel out that negative information into water and have the, we drink that water.
You know, I think there's a new golden age coming, Michiko, and all my listeners around the world. And the work that you do, Michiko, and Yoshi does too, with the as well as the Immortal Peace Project, you're really it's going to be part of this new golden age. Mm-hmm. We're going to eliminate disease, eliminate poverty, and truly have a harmonious, loving, benevolent planet without conflict.
Right, and that's the most important thing. We don't even think about other world when we are living in daily in our own place, but we are all connected. Everything because we are vibration, and it has a ripple effect. So if we are living, saying thank you and loving others, and just living in harmony with within ourselves, and harmony within myself is harmony around myself, and harmony of the society, harmony of the country, harmony of the earth. So it's simple. Each person lives in harmony with love and gratitude, and that is the clue to the peace on earth.
You know, your work with the Immortal Peace Project, in addition to the Hado treatments, is so important. Could you tell a little bit about the books that you have you'd like to get here to the U.S.?
We have this, the Message from Water for Children's book, and I want to reach every single public schools in the United States. And I want to give this book to all children in the public schools. But I need to find a way to ship this book. And it costs $1,000. It costs $500 to ship 1,000 books. It takes about 2 months to ship the books. But that's the most reasonable way to send the books. It's cheaper to send than printing in the United States. So I am trying to find people who can donate and help ship this book of 1,000 at the beginning. If I have more money to reach, then I can send more books to the United States, so we can give to all children in the United States, also to each public schools and libraries for free. So I'd like to ask people to please support us, and then they can have the books also, and their children can have the books.
Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have similar plans for Canada?
I do. Our supporter is helping and we are establishing a Immortal Peace Project Canada. So soon in the future, we will have that. But, I mean, if we have this book in English, we can distribute to the schools and to people in Canada also. So it doesn't matter where, as long as we can reach.
Right, right. That's so beautiful, Michi. Is there a PayPal address people can send a contribution to for that?
Yes, it's Crystal, just like Crystal, water crystal, 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 at hado.com.
Okay. And that's used for PayPal donations.
PayPal donations, yes.
Right. Crystal,
As soon as we can open up Emerald Peace Project bank account within the United States, then we can ask people to donate to this bank account in the United States.
Right.
Also.
Right. That'll be next week. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Next week. Well.
Crystal at hado.com is the. You can donate by PayPal.
Okay. And what's the website again for the Emoto Peace Project, Michie, so people can look up the work that you do?
Oh, thank you. It's Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net.
Okay.
N-E-T. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And there's another site too, M-E, isn't that right?
Oh, Emoto, M-O-E-O, M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. .me.
Okay, wonderful. We've got about 9 minutes left, and with the rest of the time, maybe we've covered this already, but if people come up to me or people come up to you and they want to make this world a better place, what do you tell them, Michiko?
I would tell them to start with themselves, to be happy, to be kind, to try to meditate or to keep their mind quiet, because I learned that daily in 24 hours we have 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts coming up. Our mind is so busy, and 80% is negative or nothing important. But if our thoughts affect our reality and our health and our society, then I would say let's change from 80% negative to 80% positive. That means, how can we do that? We can sit down, observe ourselves, and see what kind of thoughts I'm having, what kind of words I'm using, and if they are any negative or anything, ugly or not kind, then let's change our habit. And be kind, use kind words, loving words, be loving to other people, trying to help people, be service for other people, because that is the energy. And by doing that, they will be healthy and happy. And if you are healthy and happy and in harmony, everybody else will become healthy and happy. And starts with one person. If each person is so, look around, all other people will be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I can say. Just be kind. Try to be positive always. Kind to yourself. Kind to other people. Use good words. And appreciate and love others. And that's the harmony.
And didn't Mahatma Gandhi say something like, be the change you want to be in the world?
Mm-hmm. And exactly. And I think that is a good way, because, I mean, if people say, well, because other people are doing this, I'm going to do it too. Mm-hmm. And if each person says that, it will never get better. If I say, well, I want the society to be like this, so I will do this. Mm-hmm. Each person just switches, just changes just a little bit. Then the whole world will be the way you do, the mm-hmm. way you think. Mm-hmm. So that's the be the change. What did you say?
Yeah, Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see in the world. In other words, if you want to make the world a better place, start with yourself and be more mm-hmm. loving and kind. And that all of us being that way will certainly create a much better and happier world.
And to do that, we have to be always conscious about what you are saying, how you are treating other people. I mean, no matter who that is, where you are, just be the person that you you're supposed to be.
Well, I know that when President Kennedy was president before he was assassinated, he was trying to make changes to better the planet from the top down. But now all of these changes are occurring, and we are creating a much better planet because everyone, you and me and everyone listening to this program today, we're all doing our part in our own way to make this planet a better place from the bottom up. And that's why the planet's changing. And that's why we are shifting, and the vibrations of the planet have been dramatically rising since 2016.
Oh, yes. You know, I could tell, like, as I was in India and having this huge conference, and people from all around the world, more than 100 countries were there. And I could tell that everyone, no matter where you are living, where you're from, everyone wants to be happy, wants to live in a peaceful place. No one wants to be fighting. No one wants to be in the war. So, you know, it's around the world, people are craving for this peace and craving for the to learn how to live in a peaceful world. And we are, everyone is starting to do that. So I think it's a beautiful, wonderful sign.
Yeah, and things are changing too, Michi. I know that, and I can feel that. I was going to say that, you know, the kind of work that you do is really accelerating the changes here on the planet, and I can't wait to see what we look like next year, 5 years from now, or even 10 years from now.
Yeah, right. But we have to, and also to do that, we always have to try to change it for the better, always.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we just cannot sit down and say, it'll be a beautiful golden age. We don't have to do anything. That's not right. We have to keep trying to change it for the better. And then we will really make the golden age.
Well, we've got about three minutes left now. And I would like to play this. I've got a 528 tuning fork, which is the love vibration. And I've got a crystal from Mount Shasta and Lemuria full of love energy. So when I hit it, it'll create this love vibration sent around the world. Michiko, do you have yours as well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, could you get it out, please, and we'll hit ours at the same time.
I have it now. I have it here.
All right,
with
good.
Me.
Okay. Okay, good. Let me hit it. Go ahead and hit yours, Michi. This is sending out 528 hertz vibration all over the world. 528 hertz is the frequency for love. And I'm hitting my tuning fork with a crystal from Mount Shasta that was infused with love and light from Lemuria. So we're getting a double whammy. And with you hitting your crystal and tuning fork in Japan and me hitting mine here in Washington State, we're sending love all over the planet.
And it resonates with each other.
Mm-hmm.
The same frequency resonates with each other, and people who are in the same loving thoughts and loving state resonate, and that creates a high vibration.
And for those coming to my conference next weekend, I have some of these which I'll have for sale if you're interested in buying them. But Michiko, we've got about 2 minutes left, and I want to thank you so much for your wonderful interview today. Is there something, would you like to wrap? I'd like love to have you wrap up your beautiful interview today. Got about a minute.
Thank you so much, Ted. Oh, well, thank you so much for having me here again and allowed me to talk about this water and to all the listeners around the world. Thank you so much for listening today. I will be at the Galactic Wisdom Conference this coming week, starting on Friday the 9th and 10th and 11th for the Galactic Wisdom Conference. And I am so happy that I have this opportunity to show everyone how water is showing us, according to our thoughts and everything, how water has memory and it carries and it can heal you and it can make the peaceful place. And thank you so much for coming to this Hado session on the 12th and 13th of Yoshi. I will be there also, and Dr. Emoto's son, Hiro, will be coming from Tokyo with all three of us with Yoshi. We will be giving this session explaining, and if anyone wants to meet us in person, please join us.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michiko, for coming on today. And everyone, I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. I'll be broadcasting live from the conference next week. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio.